Defense ministers and security experts from Asia and other regions are gathered in Singapore for the 15th Shangri-La Dialogue. The forum was established in 2002 as a platform for Asian and global security professionals to increase communication and practical security cooperation. While much of the focus this year has been put on the South China Sea, observers attending the sessions are suggesting the overriding area not being discussed in the media is China's commitment to maintaining regional security in Asia. Zheng Yongnian is the director of the Institute of East Asian Studies with the National University of Singapore. He says an overemphasis on the South China Sea is overshadowing China's efforts in regional cooperation.
I think countries, China and its relationship, the ASEAN included, should not be kidnapped by the South China Sea issue. China has its stance on this issue. This issue should not impact the comprehensive and cooperative partnership between China and ASEAN. But in fact, as soon as it is brought up, this issue would overshadow all others.
Chinese military leaders have become a regular feature at the Shangri-La Dialogue in recent years. This year, Admiral Sun Jianguo, Deputy Chief of the Joint Staff Department with China's Central Military Commission, has been meeting with various defense officials from Southeast Asian nations and is also due to deliver a keynote address on China's stance on international and regional security issues in Singapore. He's also expected to talk about what China has been doing to maintain both global and regional security. Chinese representations on the roster this year also include senior researchers and officials from the Chinese military, the Cyberspace Administration of China, and the China Institute for International Strategic Studies. Li Mingjiang with Nanyang University in Singapore says Chinese speeches at the Shangri-La talks are always closely watched.
The delegations China has dispatched in recent years, be they functionary or scholastic, have all had strong lineups. Their ranks have included people with sound understanding of both policy and skills in cross-cultural communication. Chinese delegations often highlight each and every year. Foreign media and other delegations have all paid close attention to them.
This year's Shangri-La Dialogue runs through this Sunday. A number of Asian countries, as well as the U.S., Canada, the U.K., France, and Australia, have also sent senior government and defense officials to Singapore. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.